All right, everybody out there, time to wake up in case that one just lulled you right to sleep. That is Bebel Gilberto here on 98.3 The Penguin, setting a nice little stage for us to talk to our special guest this morning. You know, we are so lucky, I always say, that we get to play all this great music, but of course we also get to shine a light on local voices here in our community, and I have that great privilege this morning. I want to give a big, warm Bob King Igloo welcome to Sam Cahoon, owner and chef of Savores. Many of you may already know about, and if not, you're going to want to after this. Welcome, Sam. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me on here.
We did a story on your business at Port City Daily several months ago when you opened up your restaurant. It was back in
March
it was. Mm-hmm. And that song that I just played was a little bit of a hint of some of the flavors that they've got going on at Savores. I'm going to let you do the job of describing it because you'll do a lot better job, I'm sure, than I will. But give everybody out there a little bit of an introduction as to who you are and an introduction to Savores as well.
Well, hello, hello, Wilmington. My name's Sam Cahoon. I was born and raised right here. I graduated from Hanover High School and Cape Fear Community College. Started cooking years ago when I was a teenager. Worked my way up from dishwasher to now restaurant owner. And we do Latin-inspired food at Savores. It's really tough to categorize us. We are not authentic Latin or South American. I'm not claiming that at all. But I do very much love the food, the passion, the color, and the creativity behind Latin food. So we took those concepts and those flavors and ingredients, but applied it in a way that also pays homage to Wilmington, North Carolina, where we use a lot of local produce, and we do use, you know, southern techniques and classical dishes, and just kind of play around and have fun with it. As a chef and as a restaurant owner, you kind of force yourself to categorize yourself just to give people an expectation, but you don't want to get stuck in a rut. And what we do at Savores, again, is just kind of expand boundaries and take plays on both sides of the field, you know, whether it's southern cooking, whether it's Latin cooking, and just have fun with it. That's really what it's all about. It's what I got in this industry for, is I love doing it and just kind of doing what you want to do.
I can't remember if it was in the Port City Daily story. It may have been there where I was reading about you, and I guess one of your earliest places of business where you worked was Dockside, of course, a backbone here of Wilmington and Riceville Beach. But that was one of your first experiences, I guess, with the seeing seafood be prepared, and sort of a light bulb kind of hit for you?
Before Dockside, I'd worked several corporate jobs, Bennigan's and Fox and Hound, and, you know, that's where I first fell in love with the kitchen atmosphere. It wasn't so much the cooking that excited me. It was more the, you know, I get to go to work every day, hang out with my friends, listen to music, eat food all day,
right.
And get paid to do it. And when I went to Dockside, it was the first time that I was kind of out of that corporate structure. I got to see more of a farm-to-table approach, really, you know, boat-to-table approach.
Right.
And really got to see how beautiful food could be. And I was lucky that during my time at Dockside, had a great support staff that kind of let me play with things and expand my boundaries. James Bain was there at the time, so I did have a really experienced chef to bounce ideas off of. Yeah. And the staff that had been there a long time and could show me a whole lot.
And then I guess another place, of course, two of the staples here in town, Dockside being one of them, and then K38, and I guess that really sort of shifted you into this other direction.
It really showed me how colorful Latin food can be and how fresh it is. You know, I'd never worked with, you know, pickled cabbage or pickled onions or things that are very bright, vibrant colors, and just the flavors, you know, it really expanded my boundaries.
And from everything I heard, I cannot speak from personal experience yet, although that's going to change ASAP to get down to Savores. Everything is just you're knocking it out of the park, apparently. The reviews on your Facebook pages are just resounding. You've got like 4.9 review there. Savores is located in the old Flying Pie downtown. Give everybody a little scoop on that, on where you are.
402 Chestnut Street, right on the corner of 4th and Chestnut. We're right, you know, across the street from Thalian Hall, which has been great for us. We're a great place to come get, you know, a light meal before a play, or come grab a glass of wine or a dessert after a play, or, you know, sit down and have a meal before it. But we're right on the other side of the government building, and, you know, we're a little bit off the beaten path, but that was one of our goals, was to expand people's perception of downtown. It is more than just the Front Street part of it, and more than just the North 4th expansion. Really try to connect those two parts of downtown.
Right. I'm sitting here chatting with Sam Cahoon. He's the owner and chef of the new, recently opened Savorez Downtown. You can find them online at Savorez.com and, of course, on Facebook. And if you're not sure quite how to spell that name or more about it, we're going to shine a light on that next. But first, we'll hand it over to the Latin sounds of Santana. It's Oye Como Va here on The Penguin. The Latin sounds of Santana here on 98.3, The Penguin. That's Oye Como Va. And, of course, we've got some Latin flavors and things that we are talking about here as well. We've got a special guest joining us here in the studio. It is Sam Cahoon. He is the owner and chef of the recently opened Savorez restaurant near downtown, in downtown Wilmington. And we will just continue talking about, I was teasing you before we jumped on about the name of the restaurant, the spelling. Some of you out there may be hearing me and thinking, what's she talking about? What is the name of it actually? How do we say this and pronounce it? So with that, Sam, we will turn it over to you and let you kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, the name Savorez means flavors in Spanish. And, you know, when you go out to eat, what's more important than flavors? And, you know, where the ingredients come from is great. Is it organic or not is great. Presentation, names, all that. It's very important, but at the end of the day, you're going because you expect a certain flavor. And so that's what Savorez represents, is the flavors. And the spelling, we changed it so it was spelled more how it sounds, so that people could pronounce it correctly. I was the executive chef at Ceviche's, and you had a lot of people come in and call it Ceviche's, and it's pronounced Ceviche. And we wanted to try to avoid that with Savorez. And so we spelled it out exactly how we wanted it pronounced. And again, like I said, it really all comes down to flavor, and not just food, but drinks, atmosphere, music selection. We just pack a lot of flavor.
Nice. And the word Savorez, what is the original word?
Savorez. I mean, it's
but it's spelled
it's
with
spelled
a B.
It's spelled with a B instead of a V, or with a S instead of a Z. And it really represents what we do, in that, you know, Savorez is a classic Spanish word, you know, pronunciated every day. But we took it and threw my twist on it, and that's what we do with the food, is we take classic dishes and we just kind of throw my twist on it.
Nice. Very nice. As we've been talking throughout this interview, and folks, if you missed the first segment, you can see it. We were doing Facebook Live for that on the Penguin's Facebook page. But you've been at Dockside in your early days, K38, Ceviche's a little more recently, and now you have your own place. What is that like for you?
It's incredible. Hard work. It's very, very hard to own your own restaurant and be the chef. You have to have great time management, you know. As a chef, I want to be in the kitchen. I want to be there prepping and planning specials and working the line every single day. But as the owner, you have to be able to step back and do the other side of things, you know, pay your bills, pay taxes, you know, make sure the plates are stocked and the dining room's looking nice and that the front of the house staff is doing their job. It can be overwhelming at times, but you kind of just take a deep breath, slow it down. And that's why we started so small, was that so I could still be the owner and maintain responsibilities there, but also cook. You know, I enjoy that when you walk into my restaurant, you're going to see me standing in the window. It's going to be me and Aldo 9 times out of 10, you know, cooking food for you. And I think that's important. If you're going to call yourself a chef, you should be in the kitchen cooking the food. Otherwise, you're not.
Right. Somebody else is being the chef.
Right.
And you said Aldo, I guess he's been with you for a long time, right?
Aldo
your right-hand man.
He's one of my best friends. I've known him since the teenage days. A lot of my crew is that way, both front and back. My brother works there. A lot of my friends work there. I'm lucky in that I'm from Wilmington and I've been able to assemble this crew. People are more than just, you know, co-workers. They really
right.
are friends and family.
Right. Well, we've got to shine a light just a little bit on some of the menu. If you're just joining us, that's Sam Cahoon. He's owner and chef. As he was just pointing out, he is in the kitchen at Savorez. They opened back in March near downtown. I like, too, that I was reading about where you sort of see yourself in terms of fitting in. You're not right in downtown, but you're very close by. There's a lot of action developing in the North 4th area, which you're getting closer to. There's some fine dining downtown, and then there's pubs, and you sort of see yourself in the middle.
We wanted to provide good food, but at a reasonable price and in a casual atmosphere. There's a lot of great food downtown, but you're kind of stuck in between, you know, choosing something very expensive, which is more of a once-a-month kind of place, or, you know, your everyday places are kind of bar food, pub food. Again, high quality, but you might want something a little different, something a little lighter, a little fresher. And we really wanted to just be that middle ground where you're not breaking the bank to come see us, but you can come get a unique, high-quality, high-caliber meal. And still have a good time. You know, you don't need to put on a suit and tie to see us. And I think we've really accomplished that.
Nice. And to get into the menu a little bit, I mean, you've talked about being influenced by Latin, Southern, and Central America, but also very much local, mm-hmm. and just sort of redressing a lot of the local ingredients with those
Absolutely.
Latin American flavors.
We do a lot of seafood down at Savoy's, which, you know, Wilmington's weird in that we have this great selection of fresh seafood every day, and yet it's really not properly represented, in my opinion. We have a very diverse ecosystem here, but you see a lot of just kind of fried seafood. And so we do fried seafood. Our quinoa flounder is a great example of us doing a classic dish, which is fried flounder and coleslaw. But we bread it in quinoa, so it gets a nice crisp crunch to it, and it adds a lot of nutrition to it, and just a very unique way to do this.
A couple of menu highlights.
Definitely try the quinoa flounder. my tuna tostadas are award-winning. They're a dish I've carried with me through several restaurants now. If you're not looking for seafood, then the BLT arepas are a great starter. Our empanadas are very savory, but very, very filling. Really, we put a little bit of everything on the menu for everyone. You want pork, we've got a great pork dish. You want steak, we've got a great carne dish. Chicken, our arroz con pollo is very unique. Again, a play on the classic dish, but very, very filling and very delicious, in my opinion.
Well, it's really been nothing but rave reviews. Again, you can see on his Facebook page, Savorez, that's S-A-V-O-R-E-Z, is how it is phonetically pronounced, and so you can find them on Facebook. The reviews are rave, not just the food, but the service as well. And you guys are doing lunch, dinner, and brunch, pretty much, right?
Yes, we do lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Sundays, we just do brunch 10 to 2. I wanted us to have my entire staff to have a guaranteed night off on the weekend, go be with your friends and family. But we stay open till 10:30, depending on when Thalian gets out. It was important that a lot of what I do is catering to our industry. When you get off of work, you can come still eat at us. Or if you get out of a play, you can still come eat with us.
Nice. Find them right downtown in the Old Flying Pie. That's the intersection of Chestnut and North 4th.
Yes.
Is that correct? And, of course, online. They're on Facebook. Beautiful website. Got a lot of photos in the gallery of the menu as well. Plus, we also have a story we did when you guys opened. It's at portcitydaily.com. You'll find it there. And just type Savorez in the search to pull that one up. Sam, a pleasure to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to get down there.
Thank you for having me.
And we will keep the tunes rolling right after this here on The Penguin.